The scripture lesson chosen for this morning is from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verses 10 to 18. John 1, 10 to 18. Listen to the word of the Lord. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as a father's only son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." This is the word of the Lord. Last week, PBS aired the masterpiece version of the Les Miserables, six episodes, so in 6 hours. It was a non-musical version of it. I watched it and found out that it was very well made. However, if you love musical, and you will find this version missing some zest or some emotional roller coasters. Without musical, it doesn't feel as high as where it can be and as low as where it can be. In any case, I'm sure every one of you who has seen or read Les Miserables loves it. After all, it was the second longest running musical in Broadway history, with 6,680 performances. You would never think such a theologically dense and serious story like that can be appreciated by every generation. The story touches the core of human spirit because deep inside we all feel the heavy burden of the law and long for redemption. All major religions try to come up with a set of laws to help us earn the redemption, but Jesus came to deliver grace. As John said, "The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." Les Mis is the perfect depiction of the contrast between law and grace. Jean Valjean stole a loaf of bread, but the harsh punishment of the law made him sink deeper to sin and commit worse crime, such as stealing the silver from the church that gave him shelter. Inspector Javert wondered to the perfect rule of law, and the church in the story wanted to show grace. Jean Valjean was enslaved by law, and just like Paul said, law enslaves us. But he was redeemed by grace. Inspector Javert never understood grace. He believed redemption comes through strict enforcement of law. Lao Tzu said, "The more laws we have, the more thieves we have." Lao Tzu saw the problem of humanity, of the of government, but he never found the solution. the best solution he could come up with to go with the flow, or que sera, sera, you know, whatever it will be, will be. Of course, it's a little bit deeper than that, much more deeper than that, but basically it's it. Lao Tzu vaguely discovered grace as part of the Tao, which is the word, but he had perceived the Tao, that the Tao must be the son of someone. He said, "I do not know whose son the Tao is. It might appear to have been before God." So he had vaguely understanding, a vague understanding of the Tao that he tried to perceive and try to teach. But he saw that the Tao is the son of somebody. In the same time, it looks like before God. John answered this question from the very beginning of his gospel. In the beginning was the Word, which is the Tao in Chinese version of the Bible. So, and the Tao was with God, and the Tao was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came to being. What has come to being? I'm sure Lao Tzu would leap with joy when he discovered the Gospel of John. It just happened that he died 500 years too early. His contemporary, Confucius, also said, "Had I known the Tao in the morning, I'm happy to die in the evening." The sages had a yearning and foresight for the word, the Tao. John then said, "And the word, the Tao, became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of a father's only son, full of grace and truth. From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace." I want to focus on this last verse. "From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace." Especially on this day, on the first Sunday in the new year. It reminds me of the scene Jean Valjean was caught by the police with silver from the church and brought to the priest because he told the police that the silver was given to him and they didn't believe him. The priest testified that it was true and told Valjean that he forgot to take the rest. He gave him even two bigger pieces of silver, two candle holders. Now that was the turning point of Jean Valjean. He was touched by grace shown by the priest. The harsh law didn't make him righteous, but it actually made him worse. From a bread thief into a silver thief. But grace did change him. The rest of his life became the embodiment of grace, the grace that he received. It's easy to receive and appreciate grace, but it's not easy to do grace. Now, imagine you are the priest. Would you be able to be so gracious? Honestly, I would feel very angry if the police brought that thief in, and I would feel betrayed by him. "I give you food and shelter for the night, but you pay me back by stealing from me?" No, I have to confess that I can't be so gracious. I would try, but I think I will fail. Maybe because I'm a Libra. Just kidding. That can be an excuse in heaven, right? See, we all want to be treated by God like the way Jean Valjean was treated, with grace upon grace. But when we treat others, we become Inspector Javert. We want justice. We want fairness when we treat others. It's like the parable Jesus told about the unforgiving servant. And he begged the king for forgiveness of his debt. And the king showed him mercy and forgave him. But when he went out, he found someone who owed him just a little bit. And he refused to forgive him and put that guy in jail. Can we live grace upon grace? Just the way we receive it, can we extend it? Now, this is my New Year resolution. Even though it's a little bit nebulous and vague, it's not something tangible. But I think it's an internal development, spiritual growth. As Christians, we are all recipients of grace. Can we be the extenders of grace? From today's scripture lesson, I draw a list of 5 actions that we can do to live the life of grace upon grace. As usual, I managed to put them in a acrostic, grace, G-R-A-C-E. So first, grasp God's grace. I've discovered that if you want to show grace, if I want to show grace, I must receive grace. Just like Jean Valjean, he was harsh because the world was harsh on him. From the moment he experienced the irresistible grace, he became a grace giver, a grace extender. Verse 12 says, "But to all who received him, who believe in his name, he gave power to become children of God." The term receive is translated from the Greek word that means to grasp, to seize, just to embrace. It's more than just welcoming God or welcoming the Word, welcoming Christ, but to hold onto him or to embrace him. The more we grasp God's grace, the more we are able to show grace. The second action we can take is rekindle your flame. The world is harsh, as it is a fallen world. What we encounter every day, or what we see on TV or in the news, it's like pouring cold water on us and make us and try to extinguish our grace. When we see the harsh world, we want to, respond with harshness. You need to rekindle your flame of grace by looking at Jesus frequently, daily, and who is the light of the world. John said, "In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world." Jesus came to the world to rekindle our flame. That's why I loved to read the 4 Gospels over and over again. If you sit in my car, you will likely to hear the MP3 Bible of the 4 Gospels repeatedly playing over and over again. It rekindles our flame of grace. And thirdly, assume the role of God's child. Since the Bible says so, we become God's children by accepting, grasping God's Son. So why don't we assume that role? We behave according to the role we conceive in our mind. If I feel I'm a failure, I behave like a failure. The world Jean Valjean was in made him feel like a thief. So he assumed the role of a thief. Actually, he just happened to steal a piece of bread, but the law confirmed him that he was a thief. So he became a bigger thief. However, the grace of the priest made him feel like a treasure of God, and he decided to assume that role. John said, "But to all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gave the power to become children of God." Notice it says power. That's the power to change. Sometimes we feel powerless, but Jesus gave us his power to change. No matter how much failure I feel, the word, the Tao, gives me the power to become a child of God. So assume it. Take the role of it. As a child of God, if you believe you are a child of God, you will behave like a child, like God. There's no other way to behave but graciously. You become a noble person doing noble deeds because you assume a noble role. The fourth action we can take is communion with saints. Commune with saints, it should be a verb. It's hard to do grace alone in this fallen world. That's why we have a community. We need each other. But not just as a community, but as a communion. Communion is a little bit, maybe much different from community. Community is like a club, a group of special interest people hanging out together to support one another. A communion is a spiritual union. A community is an organization. A communion is an organism. Paul said that all Christians are part of one body with Christ as the head of it. So by saints, I'm not talking about the Roman Catholic sense of saints, those specially, gifted, generous, and great people like Mother Teresa. The saints, according to the Bible, are simply the believers. The saints are sinners trying to be good. It's not that not the saints are good people already. So those who are born of the Holy Spirit, born of God. John said, who were born of blood, not of blood, of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. So when you feel discouraged, reach out to the saints, the ones who shows grace. You know who they are around you. Sometimes even watching or reading stories like Les Mis makes us feel communion with the saints because it inspires you to show grace. And lastly, enlighten the world with grace. Sometimes all you need to do is just do it. I don't like the expression fake it until you make it, but it has some truth in it. Just as we assume the role of a child of God, we become gracious. We also can be gracious first and assume the role of a child of God. So don't just wait for the mood to come to take action. You can take action first and the move can follow. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to you, your Father in heaven." Grace includes a sense of hope and trust. God shows grace to us because God believes in us and has hope in us. In the same way, we must not lose faith in this world. Stretch your light and shine into it, and it will stretch your faith back when you see your light reflects back. So this is something that we can do for the new year. Grasp God's grace, rekindle your flame, and assume the role of God's child. Communion with Christ, enlighten the world with grace. Happy New Year. Amen.